Good morning. You are listening to In Conversation with Rashmi on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Christmas is a time to spend with family, to celebrate the year and hope for the future. But what if your world has turned around? You faced an uncertain future where hospitals was your home. These sick children spending Christmas in hospitals were surprised by Santa and a team of volunteers who brought some Christmas magic into their lives. Through magical Santa photos, all the volunteers who helped do this event and talk about it, joining me in studio today is Erin Mahalski and Erin Watt. So thank you both for being here this morning, cold wintry morning. You're here to share your story, so thanks for coming in. It's a pleasure having you both in studio today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Hi, thanks.
The Christmas Wish Project, can you tell me a little about it, what it's all about?
Yeah, so the Christmas Wish Project is a group of volunteers. We go into hospitals, we set up a pop-up green screen studio, and we take photos of the children that are in the hospital. We bring our own Santa Claus, and we tell the families, we'll send you a photo of your child with Santa. But what they don't realize is behind the scenes, we have a team of editors that uses the magic of Photoshop to transform the children's portraits into beautiful Christmas magic wonderlands. And we send the parents those photos as a little surprise. And it's a worldwide initiative. We represent the team that's local here in Canada, but it goes across the entire world.
Wow. And the Heart Project is a part of the Christmas Project?
The Heart Project is kind of the larger project that goes worldwide, year-long. Mm-hmm. It's in Australia. And Christmas Wish is kind of a subset of what happens through the Heart Project at Christmas.
I'm going to call you Erin M and Erin W, just because we have two Erins with the same, you know, first name. So Erin W, I'm going to ask you, with the project that you were associated with, like, how did it even begin for you?
I met Erin M last year through Christmas Wish, actually. She put out a call online for some volunteers. And as soon as I saw she needed some photographers, we were going to work with kids, we were going to give families some Christmas magic, I was like, I'm in. Where do I sign up? Mm-hmm. So that's how it got started for me, was meeting her.
Your background in photography, tell me a little about that.
I run my own photography business. Mm-hmm. So I work with families. I do lifestyle photography with families. And I also work with small business owners to do branding photos for them, for their websites, social media stuff. And I have had a camera in my hand for as long as I can remember. I used to shoot film on a little point and shoot, and sort of my journey with photography kind of evolved from there. So,
and Erin M, you specialize in fine art portraits and digital
composites. Yeah.
Okay. So what is that all about?
So composites are when you take multiple photos and you combine them in Photoshop to make something that typically can't exist in reality. Mm-hmm. So that kind of creativity, that's my love. I love things on fire and people flying through the air, and just creating a portrait for a family or for a small business that's completely wild and unique and gets people's attention.
And what is a photographic artist? Like, what does that comprise of?
I call myself a photographic artist because I feel like saying I'm a photographer doesn't quite capture what I do. I do use my camera as one of my tools, but I use so many other tools to create the art that I produce, that I just decided to call it photographic artist to encompass the digital work that I do, the photographic work that I do, and that's my term.
So with the Christmas Wish Project that both of you have been involved with, what do those pictures mean to those families when they see the final product? Because they go through a lot of hardship in the years with their sick kids there.
Because we email the photos to the parents, sometimes we don't know, because we kind of send them off and we wonder. But last year I did get several responses back from the families. And I think the one that stuck with me most was a mother who simply said, when I saw this photo, I cried.
The project helps families too in, you know, looking at life in a different perspective for that little moment. So when you interact with these kids who come there to get these pictures taken, you see their reactions. What is that like as an experience for you both?
It's quite magical for us, I would say. You're in a hospital, and some of the children are obviously very sick and very compromised. Mm-hmm. And when the families come into our room, I feel like the hospital has kind of vanished, and you're in our Christmas zone. And the parents are just lit up with smiles. The kids are thrilled and usually nervous to see Santa Claus. But it's just a really fun, special time, and I think we just bring some joy for that moment, for however long it lasts. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really important.
And what's your experience like being with those kids?
I think our hope for them is just to help them forget for a minute that they're in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And like Erin said, we sort of create this magical moment for them where they can be just like any other kid who's a little nervous to meet the biggest celebrity they know, which is Santa. And they get to take home a toy from Santa, and take with them anyway a toy from Santa, even if they're staying in the hospital. And it just fills your heart to be mm-hmm. able to do that for them, even if it is just for a moment, even if what mm-hmm. they're going back to is a very difficult situation. It's just a really magical experience for us, too.
I think it was just a week back that this project took place. You were at two different hospitals, at Grand River Hospital in Kitchener.
Yes.
And William Osler in Etobicoke. So do the hospital staff take part in such events as well? Like, do nurses and doctors come by?
Yes,
we love it when they come by. Yeah. We had teams of nurses from different departments. We had a whole group of nursing students at William Osler. We love it when the staff come by and participate and get a little bit of Christmas joy too.
So what is their reaction when they see these kids going through these treatments and suddenly they are in a magical world here? So what experience do they go through to see the kids that they treat every single day?
I think it's very special for them as well. Last year, we were able to show them some of the finished photos because we were all connected worldwide on the internet. So even a couple hours after we took their patients' photos, we showed them, this is what we did with it. And they were just blown away, and nurses had tears in their eyes because they knew some of these children were very sick and that mm-hmm. we gave them such a special photo mm-hmm. to hold on to.
This whole experience, and this is your second year doing it?
Second year, yes.
In the 2 years, like, how has that changed you, or what has this project meant for you both to see the kind of world that we are not usually exposed to, right, on a daily basis? What has that brought to you both as a person?
For me, it just reminds me to be thankful every day for my healthy children. Mm-hmm. So grateful. But it's also made me realize that no matter what your profession is or what your interests are, you can find a way to use the skills that you have to help people. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I feel like, what could I possibly do for sick children? But using the skills that I do have and being able to do something meaningful with that for families and seeing how much it touched people, that's just really been the message that it sent to me. There was a family that was so touched by our work last year. They kept in contact with me all year and kept saying, how can we help again? How can we help? They turned into one of our biggest donors of toys for this year's project. So it's been incredible to see.
What about you? It's
we share a name, we share a brain. I feel yes. like I feel everything that Erin M. said. Just a deep sense of gratitude. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful, like Erin said, for the good health of my own kids. But also, I just feel really grateful for the chance to meet these families and to be involved in a positive way with their journey, even just for a moment on a day. I just really appreciate that opportunity to use what I know how to do mm-hmm. to give them something.
You look for volunteers from the community for this project. If people want to volunteer, where can they find this information and how do they reach out to you?
Yes, if anyone is interested in volunteering in the future, they can contact me directly. Or there's a website that's across the world for the worldwide volunteers, which is heartproject.smugmug.com. And at the very bottom of that website, there's a form that people can fill out expressing interest. And you don't have to be a photographer. You can just be somebody that's willing to come for the day and just be an extra set of hands. We need people to help work with Santa. We need people to help on the paperwork end of things. So we're really open to having anyone that is interested in coming to help us.
How did you even find this project?
Oh, yes.
Because this is worldwide and it began in Australia. Yes. So tell me a little about that.
So the founder of the project, whose name is Karen Alsop, she's in Australia. She is a very talented, amazing photographer. So I was following her work and just drooling over her amazing images. And I guess it was in 2016 was the first year that she went into the hospital with a team of her own volunteers. And she did this project. And I watched it happen. And I thought, man, that's so cool. If I could ever figure out how to do something like that around here, I would just love that. Mm-hmm. And at the end of her project, she did put out a call and said, if anyone's interested, we might go worldwide next year. So send me a message. I sent her a message immediately. And the following year, I heard back from her. And she said, hey, Erin, would you like to be leader of Team Canada? I was like, yes, I would.
That's amazing. And then you followed her footsteps and you saw that she needed volunteers and people to help out.
That's right. Yeah. And after the event last year, I think we had a conversation maybe the following day where I was like, so can we start next year's project yet?
Is this project right now limited only to Ontario, like Kitchener-Waterloo and Etobicoke and those? Or are there other volunteers across Canada already doing this project?
Is not limited. It's only limited by the volunteers that we have at the moment. So currently, we only had two teams in all of Canada this year, which was our team in Kitchener-Etobicoke. We have another team that served Oshawa-Scarborough. But we're open to, we would love to get every province involved. Yeah, the bigger we can spread our message and recruit those photographers, the better.
How has community been a huge part in this project as well, in donating stuff? And you have reached out through Facebook. That's how I saw you.
Yes.
How has that been as an experience, and how has community helped in ways that you probably didn't expect they would?
It's been everything, because we're all volunteer and any budget comes right out of our pockets. So I think the first thing we talked about was, okay, how are we going to get hold of the things, sort of the basic things we need? We used mainly Erin's equipment, all of Erin's lighting, green screen. We used my camera that I just use every day. But we received an amazing amount of donations just from our community, from our neighbors and a family that was involved last year. And it's just been so moving to see that people really want to help with this. We had donations of toys. We had a loan of a Santa suit. We've had just an amazing outpouring of generosity.
The kids get something once they take a picture. So those items are all donated by the community.
They are, yes.
So how does that process work? Do you give gifts to kids when they come see Santa?
We choose to for our team. That's just kind of something that we added to Christmas Wish, is because they're not actually taking home their photo that day, we kind of wanted them to have something to bring with them. So we decided last year to try and get donations of toys, and the outpouring was so tremendous. And this year, again, the same. We had Thank You Beechwood Neighborhood. I just put out a Facebook call, and the outpouring of generosity from that, just from asking neighbors and people in the community, just people are so willing to help out.
Absolutely. Shout out to Eastbridge too.
That's amazing. And it's important to have that, the network in the community, and to build a stronger community that can help support such projects.
Yes.
So what is your next steps?
Well, I guess every year my goal is to make Team Canada Christmas Wish bigger and better than the year before. So that's what I would love to see next year. We achieved the goal this year. We went from one team in Canada last year to four hospitals this year. So let's double that again.
If people want to be a part of this, they just reach out to you. And where do they find both of you? Do you have your own social media platforms that you can share, that people can reach out if they want to get in touch?
Absolutely. I am on Facebook and Instagram as erinmahalski.photographic.art, or my website is erinmahalski.com.
My website is erinwattphotography.com, and I'm on Facebook and Instagram as erinwattphotography.
For people who are starting into photography and looking at, you know, I want to be a photographer years down, or this is the passion I have, what would you tell them from your experiences as a photographer yourself?
I would say follow it. Follow that passion. It's an amazing way to express yourself and document your family and your days and what's going on around you right now. And just shoot all the time. Take pictures of everything and practice. And that's how you get better. You just get out there and do it. That's what I think.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely. If that's your passion and that's what you love, I agree. Just totally go for it. Immerse yourself in it. And shooting every day is very important. And there's so many free resources available to us now for learning. When I began, I learned so much from just watching YouTube videos.
Oh, there's so much out there.
Yeah. Endless.
Absolutely. And so much to be inspired by, too.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Just you don't reach a point where you're like, ah, I'm good.
That's it.
You might say, hey, that's a pretty good one. But just keep pushing. There's always something new, always something to try.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there any free platforms for those who are just starting up?
I think the Lightroom app for iPad is free, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? For,
yes.
Yeah. That's a good one to start making small adjustments to your mm-hmm. photos. Yeah.
Yep. There's a lot of websites now for free stock photography. So if you just want to practice doing what I do, which is largely compositing, you can practice cutting out subjects, making changes, putting them in new backgrounds, and you can do that for free.
It's been a pleasure talking to both of you, and thanks for sharing the amazing work. I'm going to say Erin M and Erin W.
Thank you so much.
For sharing with me and my listeners the fabulous work you guys have been doing and bringing joy to so many lives and families and keeping the Christmas spirit going. And we hope and look forward to the projects that are coming up. And volunteers, if you're interested in being a part of this, reach out to them. They are on Instagram, Facebook page. You can also contact me on airwithrushmi@gmail.com. We will be right back. Stay tuned. My next guests, Kat Van Lameren and Garima Harvey, will be joining me in studio. So stay tuned. I will be right back. Hello and welcome back. Those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to In Conversation with Rashmi on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. So joining me in studio right now, I have Kat Van Lameren and Garima Harvey, who are going to blow your minds with their drumming, and I'm going to be drumming with them as well. And I have two cheerleaders with me, Rianne Ishan, who will join us as well. So before we get going into the drumming, Kat, tell me a little about what you do and what Organic Grew is all about.
That's a good question. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. What's up, people?
Awesome. Let's get this party started.
Yeah.
So Organic Groove, that's a good question. So because Organic Groove has been a couple of different things over the years. Organic Groove has been a performing group, and it's been the name of my business, which is to teach drumming and as a drum circle facilitator. So over the years, I've taught hundreds of people how to drum mm-hmm. in group classes, not private lessons, because drumming is meant to be done in community with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, so those are groups that would meet on a weekly basis, and we would learn how to drum, and we would play a lot of different rhythms together. But the drum circle facilitation work that I've done has taken me all over. From drumming at the Grand Valley Women's Prison to with women or men in addictions treatment programs mm-hmm. through the House of Friendship, just a lot of different groups over time, from grieving teens to university students. Because drumming is so great for stress relief. It can enhance your immune response. It's great for emotional regulation. It's meditative. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of health benefits.
And you also drum at yoga sessions.
So I actually just haven't done that for a bit. But okay. I was drumming a lot at Fusion Movement Yoga mm-hmm. in Cambridge. And Moksha Yoga, they have live music nights there. They still do that. They have okay. different musicians. Yoga and drumming go together really well. So we follow the flow of the class. So it starts out more, maybe a heartbeat. And then as the intensity of the class mm-hmm. progresses, we drum faster and more with more energy, and then it follows the opposite, then it goes down to really slower and quieter.
You take classes at Organic Groove. So if people want to register and sign up to come play the drums, where can they find you?
So that's a good question. So I have a website, organicgroove.ca, and a Facebook page, Organic Groove Canada, or people can email me at organicgroove@gmail. I didn't teach a session this fall for the first time, but just because I've got a little busier at work at my day job. But I may be offering a session in the winter or spring, probably one of those. I just don't have the details yet. So, yeah, people can get in touch and we can get a group together and have fun.
And Garima.
Hello. Oh, life is good, yo. I just want, you know, it's so great to be here. And big ups to all the people that are listening, you know, straight up. And I'm glad to be here.
It's a pleasure having you here. How did drumming begin for you? Tell me your journey into drumming.
Well, I was born, I would say that I was born in it, because when I was very young, I started drumming when I was very young, and I would play on pots and pans, and you know, and just be playing, and you know, and then eventually slowly moving to like dabbling into drumming, you know. I would say drum sets to being taught by my first drum teacher, Rob Taylor, big up, and my second drum teacher, Aaron Powell, big up to him too. And so, you know, they both teach me, and then eventually I start vice versa. Mm-hmm. I was self-taught, and then I taught Aaron some stuff too. And, you know, I was just born with playing music, because I come from a musical family, and that has kept me strong as a musician that plays multiple of instruments, not just the drum, but as a whole, to bring forth that energy of music.
So we are going to experience that right now with both of you going on your own drums, and I am also going to post some videos of this beautiful experience we are going to have right now.
Yeah.
So let's hit it. Let's get going.
Hey, yeah, let's do a little something. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
It just gives so much energy in this room.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So when you play the drums, what do you feel? As a drummer yourself, you are in that rhythm.
Yes, I feel the music of my people of Africa. So because, like, you know, that's the beauty of playing this instrument, and I feel the joy and excitement of my people, because, you know, as a whole, when Africans come together and we play our drums and our instruments, we get excited and we feel that energy comes deep from my heart and soul. And I bring that culture also to my home, and I listen to it, and, you know, it's beautiful.
So how many hours do you guys practice drumming? There's a lot of amount of practice that goes into this as well. So tell me a little about that.
It's interesting, though, like, the only time I would consider it to be, sorry, I just need to move closer again. The only thing I would consider practicing was when we were in our performing group, because we were playing some traditional rhythms and some that we had created with some complex orchestration. Mm-hmm. Sometimes drumming, and it's probably comes from racist origins, that people could look from outside and think it's simple, mm-hmm, or primitive in, yeah, some way. However, that's not the case.
Uh-uh.
You can have really highly complex rhythm that, you know, if you looked at it from a math perspective of what's happening with time signatures and how rhythms are intersecting and stuff, it's very complex. But so when we were performing, we were rehearsing the pieces, because there's a lot of different orchestration. When this happens, then we do this.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a lot of multiple rhythms happening, breaks where when the lead drummer plays something, then everybody else responds in some way.
Yeah.
So just super complex. Right now, I wouldn't think of it as practicing. It would just be playing in joyful ways, or what, mm-hmm, you feel.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I agree with that too, because, like, I also play in a group called Baro in Toronto. So, you know, like, I would say that we drum, but it's not just for practicing. It's just for us to get the right amount of sound that comes out of your drum,
mm-hmm,
to have that technique and to play the traditional rhythms, but to enjoy playing them while you're learning the technique, because the technique is very important. The tone and slap in the bass are very important. And that's the only time I practice with different people. It all, mm-hmm, depends what we're doing and, you know, where we're going to be playing and stuff,
sure,
like that. So
you're going to teach us how to play a little of these, yes, drums now? We haven't practiced, but we are going to give it a shot right now.
Okay, so what you listeners, lucky listeners, will hear is our group. So Garima and I are going to play with Rashmi and her daughter, Ria. You want to say hi?
Hello, everybody.
So Rhea's a dancer, which is perfect with drumming, because dancers and drumming goes together. And then Ishan, do you want to say hi too?
Hello.
What are we going to do? Can I say a louder?
Is it drum?
Yes.
Play
the drum. Yeah.
So although drumming can be very complex, we will all be making cool music in like 5 minutes together, okay? So everybody sit up nice all right and tall. And pull your drum close to you. If you can tilt your drum a little bit away from you, or like just tilt it like this, because your drum, if it's sitting flat on the floor,
mm-hmm,
Ishan, sit forward please a bit more. Yeah, there you go. And then squeeze the drum with your knees.
All right, we are getting a one-on-one lesson of drumming right now.
There, okay. So when we drum, we don't use our thumbs. So hold your hands up.
I'm going to post all these videos, guys, so stay tuned.
That's right, y'all.
So we don't use our thumbs, so just move your thumb away. And then put your hands on your drum at the top. And we want to start hitting as if our drum is hot. Okay, so we're going to hit.
Yeah,
so that's our high note. We call that the tone. And now we're going to do the low note called the bass. Okay? So we're going to play that in the middle of our drums. But first, what we're going to do is take the hand that you write with, put that up in the air, and wave at your neighbors. And we're going to bounce on the middle of our drum as if we're jumping on a trampoline. So just join me. Bounce. Nice. And I'm going to count down 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you're going to switch hands, okay? 4, 3, 2, 1. Nice. And then we're going to use both hands, okay?
Rhythm,
and you guys are going to join me, and the rhythm is macaroni and cheese. Do you remember?
So they love macaroni and cheese, so let's get that started.
You say that rhythm?
I love macaroni, I love cheese. I love macaroni, I love cheese. I love out, y'all.
Two more. One more.
One more, y'all.
With a clap. There we go.
So are we good learners?
Yes. Great job, you guys. Okay, so that's one rhythm, but we're going to learn another rhythm,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to go into two groups and play them at the same time.
Okay.
Right? So are you guys ready? Yes. Okay. So let's do a rhythm called the Makuta. It's an Afro-Cuban rhythm.
Okay.
And it goes, this is the Makuta. This is the Makuta. This is the Makuta. This is the Makuta.
Two more.
One
guys have a good experience, Ria and Ishan? Yeah. So, are we good learners, Kat?
Yes.
And Garima?
Oh, yes, definitely, you know, straight up.
So if people want to come and be a part of the drumming group, even not joining a course, I know you guys do drumming outside of Victoria Park or anywhere else, but in the wintertime, is there a place that you guys gather around?
Well, that's a good question. So we need to, if we want to drum together in during what we, like the school year, basically, mm-hmm. We need to make it happen. So yeah. If people follow on Facebook, Organic Groove Canada, I will post when we do, sometimes we do a pop-up drum circle. And if we start anything regular circle, we'll post it there as well. So, and Garima actually plays a lot in town with Alicia Brilla. Shout out to Alicia Brilla.
Yo, oh, shout yes. out. I want, yo, for real, yo, I just want to say something. Yo, I just want to give shout outs to Alicia Brilla, you know, all
You're
the people
brilliant.
That, all the people that I love that are listening right now. Check it out.
It's amazing having you guys here. It was a lot of fun. And wow, that was something. You took us through a rhythmic journey of drumming. And thank you, Kat and Garima, for this beautiful experience. Be sure to check out the videos that I will be posting of this drumming on my Facebook page in conversation with Rashmi. Any last words you guys have to say?
I just want to thank you, Rashmi, because your show is beautiful and it means a lot to be here.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for having us here. And big ups to all my friends and homies that are listening. Big ups. You know who we are.
Thanks again. And it's a pleasure having you. We had a lot of fun. Hope our listeners had a great time as well. Tune in to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo on Saturday morning. You can also listen live online on www.radiowaterloo.ca. If you have a story to share, you can email me at onairwithrashmi@gmail.com. You can follow me on my Facebook page in Conversation with Rashmi or on my Instagram feed as well. It's at rashsanj, RASHSANJ. Until then, have a wonderful weekend and thank you for listening in Conversation with Rashmi.